This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, from Spectrum News One, the pregame show host for Packers Radio Network. You can follow him on Twitter at Dennis Krause One. It is Dennis Krause. Dennis, how are you today? And happy Thanksgiving to you.
Doing great. Same to you guys.
First question I have, Dennis, because we put up a poll question from our good friend Leroy Butler, who wanted to know if it is an absolute must to have turkey on Thanksgiving. We had about 600 votes. Only 55% said yes, it is a must to have turkey on Thanksgiving. That's dangerously low, isn't it?
Well, that's an interesting poll. I myself will have turkey, but often I don't really like turkey that much. So I can understand the other 45%.
You're going to get so much people in your DMs are going to be yelling at you. So I just want to say that's brought to you by Dennis himself, not Leroy Butler. Butler. Dennis, thanks for coming on, my brother. I appreciate it. I know you're really busy. I do want to ask you if it's a particular player you think that has to step up this week. I mean, Plucker had somebody on the offensive line. I had Savage and, you know, Chandon Sullivan to start Cooper Kupp. Is it a particular team? Is it Mason Crosby? Or is it the head coach? I mean, is it a particular person or a team, that, you know, special team, defense, offense that needs to step up this week?
I would say Leroy offensive line. And, you know, if you pin me to pick one guy, I'd say Royce Newman. But I think the offensive line as a whole, we know they're not going to have Bakhtiari. They're not going to have Jenkins. And the Rams' pass rush is concerning. I mean, you've got Aaron Donald. You've got Von Miller. You've got Leonard Floyd. So they're going to have their hands full. And if those guys are allowed to pressure Aaron Rodgers and disrupt the timing, that throws a lot off. Now, as we're doing this, we don't know if Aaron Jones is going to play or not. Certainly a quarterback's best friend is a running game. So if they could run it, that would take some of the heat off the pass rush. And as Leroy, you know, if you can rush the passer with just your front guys, that helps the secondary a lot to cover the wide receivers.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, that's a great point, Royce Newman. I even talked about they may put Aaron Donald on him. Now, Dennis, I want you to kind of expand this a little bit. When coaches, over your experience, have you seen this? When coaches know each other, like Matt LaFleur knows Shanahan, he knows McVay. McVay hired him in Washington, and then, you know, Joe Barry was the coordinator. Now he's, you know, I mean, he was the linebacker coach. Now he's the coordinator. When you're so intertwined, and then you lost out on OBJ, is that a when you know a guy, is that a difference? Is it an advantage or a disadvantage when you know somebody?
You know, I think it's a wash, and I think sometimes that angle is overhyped by people like me. Now, that's not to say that, believe me, McVay and LaFleur want to win this game. They want to beat their friend and former colleague. But as far as the chess match of anticipating what he's going to call on a certain play, I think sometimes that's overblown because these guys are intelligent people, and they're going to compensate for him. They're not going to fall into traps.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, talking with Dennis Krause from Spectrum News One, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network here on the Wendy's Big Show. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out. And, Dennis, we were talking about the offensive line a little bit, And earlier we were talking about Josh Myers and how we haven't seen him in weeks. It feels like we haven't gotten an update LaFleur or anybody about his health. Can you tell us anything about what's going on with him and when he could be back on the field, if at all, this season?
Well, I also had an email about this, and it's interesting. He had a knee procedure and was placed on IR, and so he can be brought off that if need be, if he's in condition to do that late in the season. But you're right, it hasn't been forefront because people have been so obsessed with Bakhtiari in particular that it's kind of gone to the back burner. And in fact, the person that emailed me thought it was still the finger. Well, he only missed one game with the finger. It's a knee injury that he suffered actually against the Bears that has plagued him and a rather serious injury. So I don't know if he'll be able to come back this season or not.
That's really interesting, especially when we kind of talk about this offensive line with as many struggles as they're having, health issues that they're having as well, and this draft overall, because I'm thinking back to the draft and when Amari Rodgers was picked and this guy that was supposed to come in, be a huge part of the offense. I think a lot of people expected taking over that Tyler Irvin role and being that motion guy within the offense, also being a return dude, and maybe even a little bit more. I think expectations were so high for Rodgers. And at this point, I mean, it feels like we've hardly seen Amari Rodgers on the field at all, Dennis.
Yeah. And I think I can only speak for myself on this, but I think it's a lazy storyline. It's an easy storyline where you can call up a college highlights of a skill position player. It's harder to project an offensive lineman. And so, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Amari Rodgers is going to make a big impact as a rookie. Well, as we've seen, he really hasn't. You're right. And sometimes the impact hasn't been positive, mm-hmm. to be honest with you, because he's still getting his feet wet. I think they're doing the right thing by sticking with him. And I'm going to still say, because it's a long season, 17 games now, that before it's over, he may make that one big play at least that's gonna catch people's attention. But to this point, he has not.
Dennis, before I ask you, I want to ask you about the Badgers in Minnesota, or even if we have time to squeeze in Ohio State, Michigan. When did you know that this is what you want to do in your lifetime, doing TV, radio? When you said to yourself, you looked in the mirror, I hope you don't, but when you looked in the mirror and said, you know, I'm good at this. When was that? When did it hit you? Was it in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, and your 80s now? I mean, when did it hit you and say, you know, I'm pretty good at this?
Well, I...
Now, be honest now.
I knew when I was 5 years old. 5 years old. And now, if I had known at five I'd be doing a show with Leroy Butler, I might have chosen a different path.
I deserve that. So you always knew you wanted to be a broadcaster your whole life. This is what you wanted to do.
Yeah, this is what I wanted to do. Nice. I mean, I knew that, unlike you, I was not going to be good enough as an athlete to make it. I enjoyed sports. I grew up listening to, you know, Jim Irwin and Eddie Doucette and Bob Uecker, who's still going strong. Merle Harmon was a great announcer for the Brewers as well when I was growing up. So I listened to those guys on the local level. I listened nationally to guys like, you know, Kurt Gowdy and mm-hmm. Howard Yosel and, Pat Summerall was a big influence. So I kind of set apart, you know, and I went to UW Oshkosh, studied radio, TV, film. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew the odds were against it. So I feel very blessed as we approach Thanksgiving. I'm thankful that I've been able to do this.
Yeah, I thank for that. So I'm trying to get him to write a book, so I wanted to put that on record. So he said all that good things about himself, so I kind of set him up. So do you think Minnesota, going into this game, all we got to do is stop Allen and you beat Wisconsin and put it all on Graham Mertz?
Well, I don't know if it's that simple, although certainly Braylon Allen, the freshman from Final Act, has been outstanding. You know, you look at this game Saturday in Minnesota, and Minnesota, if they win, they still need help. They're not necessarily going to win the division. Now, does that affect the outcome? Probably not, and they're trying to sell it like it's all about the axe, and I get that, but it's hard to ignore the division ramifications, but obviously Iowa's in the mix as well. I look at what the Badgers have done this season, and I think it's been a terrific job by Paul Chryst and his coaching staff of kind of adjusting on the fly. I'm just guessing here. I don't know this as a fact, but I think they probably started the season thinking, okay, this is going to be a season more about Graham Mertz. And then they realized a few games in that it can't be for a variety of reasons. And they were very fortunate that Braylon Allen emerged, and people can second guess and say, well, why wasn't he more heavily featured in the first couple of games? I don't think even they knew what they had. And I've talked to people in the Fox Valley that, you know, I asked them, you know, in Fond du Lac, was he this kind of running back that people, and some of the responses I got was he was better known for his defense. Don't think even the Wisconsin people knew that he was going to bust out like he has.
Wow, he's only 17.
That's crazy. That's the storyline we continue to hear from everybody. Talking with Dennis Krause from Spectrum News One, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. Dan Plucker, Leroy Butler hanging out with you on the Wendy's Big Show today. And Dennis, I want to move back to this Rams-Packers game and Odell Beckham Jr. because obviously we had all that drama going on between the Packers and the Rams and who's he going to pick for about 20 minutes. And it was absolute madness on social media and Twitter as everybody was reporting something different. And now he's in LA. He's coming to Green Bay in this game. Do you think he could be the difference maker on Sunday in this one?
Boy, I sure hope not, because I'm just being brutally honest here. I'm glad the Packers didn't get him, because I think they have such a good chemistry going now that the last thing you want is someone saying, hey, where are my touches? You know, I deserve this, and punching walls and stuff. I mean, I'm taking a cheap shot there, but I think that
no pun intended.
Beckham is the difference on Sunday. That's going to be very difficult to swallow, because then people will say, Packers fans will say, well, why didn't they try harder to get him? I tend to think that what we were talking about earlier, the pass rush, is going to be more of a difference if the Rams pull this out than Odell Beckham Jr.
Yeah, no doubt. And when we're talking about this game and the importance for home field advantage, Dennis, I mean, last week showed just how important it is to be playing games on your home field when you get to the playoffs. Just how important do you really think that is for this Packers team, who is banged up with injuries and is really going to be fighting like every single game to try to get to that number one seed before the playoffs begin?
Well, on the one hand, you say, you know, they're 4-0 at home. Obviously, you'd rather have teams coming to Lambeau in January, especially a team from Southern California, rather than playing in the climate-controlled new facility they have. So, I think the stakes are high on Sunday. I'm not gonna say, oh, it's just another game. It's not. I mean, it could determine very well, as you hint, where that game is going to be played. On the other hand, all you have to do is go back to the NFC Championship game last season and say that home field isn't everything. You can't guarantee a sub-zero day in January, and Tom Brady and the Buccaneers function just fine. And so just because you have the number one seed and home field advantage doesn't mean you're going to get to the Super Bowl. Now, you'd rather have the game at Lambeau, of course, but I think they've shown if they can go into Arizona and do what they did shorthanded, I mean, the Packers are capable of winning on the road in the playoffs. And we've talked about this, Leroy, on the Spectrum News One roundtable. I don't think there's a great team this year in the NFL,
true,
and certainly not in the NFC. So it's going to be the hot team, and it might be the Packers. You just don't know. But you have to be hot at the right time.
Yeah, real quick, before we got about 30 seconds, if you had to choose one, well, I kind of know what you're going to say, because I want to ask you for a prediction, but they can get that on Spectrum News One. But if you had to choose health or home field, I think the fans, they're kind of split on it. Like, some fans say, well, I want home field. Then you say, well, Tom Brady. And then you can say, well, you want to be healthy. Then you were healthy when Garoppolo only threw it 9 times and we weren't able to go. So my question would be this. If it was one or two things that cannot happen, if it's a missed field goal, dropped interception, fumble that can cost you the game this week, what would that be that would cost you the game?
Well, I think you probably used up 30 seconds. But,
I apologize.
Now you know how hard it is. what I was going to say is, I would say health. I mean, I'll just put it to you bluntly. If they don't get Alexander back, if they don't get Zadarius Smith back, if they don't get Bakhtiari back, I have a hard time thinking the Packers can make the Super Bowl.
He's the best. He's Dennis Krause from Spectrum News 1, pregame show host for the Packers Radio Network. When can we catch the roundtable this week, Dennis?
We got another show coming up tomorrow night where we'll make the predictions. I appreciate Leroy staying away from pinning me down on that, but we'll have a go at it tomorrow night.
All right, really appreciate the time
Thank
today,
you so
Dennis.
Much,
have
I
a great
really
Thanksgiving.
You too. Thanks, guys.
There he is, Dennis Krause, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider is hiring drivers right now. For more info, call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. More of The Big Show next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.